This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Yesenia Cruz, Yesenia Cruz, date of birth 01/21/1992, date of appointment 8/22/2025, requesting physician Grace at Waro, GRACEETWARO. Dear Dr. Atwaro, I have the pleasure of seeing Yesenia Cruz today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 33-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman who is having right foot swelling since March 2025. She was taking furosemide, which did not help. She got physical therapy. She got cortisone shot. She received anti-inflammatory medications. They offered surgery, but patient did not go for it. She got a splint of the right foot. She is having numbness and tingling and pain in the right foot. She is having back pain. X-ray and MRI done at Ortho New York. She got cortisone injection in the LS spine and also in the right knee. She was seen by the spine surgeon also. EMG not done. Hands are okay. Past medical history, pre-diabetic hypertension, intractable migraine, depression, rheumatoid arthritis, alopecia, GERD, past surgical history, gastric bypass, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, meloxicam, minoxidil, daily vitamin, omeprazole, sertraline, spironolactone, gabapentin, ferrous sulfate, vitamin B12, vitamin D3. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, drinks alcohol every 2 weeks. She is a home health aide. She is single, lives with the 3 kids. Family history, mother alive with diabetes, father deceased, heart failure. No sister, 4 brothers, alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, ball sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexive 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveals presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. assessment and plan. 33-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number two, weakness of the right foot. Number three, numbness of the right foot. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order EMG of the lower extremities and blood tests including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ANA, and rheumatoid factor. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. She is also taking meloxicam, gabapentin, and sertraline.